Well, if you would open up your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 37. While you're turning there, just wanted, by way of reminder, as Pastor Josh mentioned during offertory and first service, let's continue to be mindful of the senior parking in our parking lot right out here. We've got those two signs. We want to continue to make sure that we're leaving those spaces available for those in the body that have need of that. That would be difficult to make it a long distance across the gravel into the sanctuary. So by way of reminder, continue to help us to give thought to that and to show that honor wherever we can. If you look with me in Psalm chapter 37, there's just certain passages, certain weeks that the Lord just will bring my mind back to. And I found myself a lot this week coming back to in particular these first couple of paragraphs within Psalm 37. And so I thought we'd take a look at it together. If you look with me in verse 1, when we begin to draw our attention, and as Mr. Sonny was taking us through some of those songs, our eyes beginning to be drawn towards the world, there's kind of two reactions that we sometimes find ourselves falling into when the world gains our attention in that way. And verse 1 really begins to sum it up. It says, "Do not fret because of evildoers." The word fret really kind of has a root of beginning to grow red, beginning to get upset and angry. You ever get angry watching those in the world doing wrong? Does it ever begin to get you angry? It says as well, "Do not be envious towards wrongdoers." The word wrongdoers would more specifically kind of be those that are exploiting or stealing. They're really gaining what they have by way of deceit and harm to someone else. But why would we begin to be envious? Well, it seems so often like they get away with it. Like there's no repercussion right to it. They seem to be very successful. You know, the world is very good at making themselves look successful and then letting you know just how successful they are. Right? We have whole apps for that, I think, that people use, and where they let you know every exciting thing they did and accomplished this week. I won't use any names. You know what they are. But if you go to verse 2, it says, "They will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb." Well, what does that tell you? They don't last. Why do they not last? Because what they're investing themselves into is that which does not last either. And when we begin to invest, not only, you know, we think of investing, we think of our finances, and that could certainly be it, but our time, our emotions, we set our hope, we gain confidence through those things. What happens when they begin to fade? You know, we moved into our house about 6.5 years ago. It had a beautiful lawn when I moved in. Within the first 2 months, I steadily watched something begin to kill the lawn in patches. It was like perfect little squares across the whole grass. It's been weeds ever since. You cut it short enough, you can't tell. But if I put my hope in that, what's going to happen the moment it begins to go away? Where's my hope gone? Where's my joy gone? It's gone with the grass. But you look in verse 3, you and I have been called to really begin to invest in something very different. It says to trust in the Lord and do good. The word trust would bring in a confidence, which we begin to bring a confidence in. Well, a confident expectation of good would be hope. So what are we beginning to set in the Lord? Well, we're having confidence in who He is, what He's going to do. We've placed our hope in Him. So what are we going to do as a result of that? We're going to do good. We're going to do what's right. Goes on, it says, "Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness." Why cultivate faithfulness? We're cultivating that which lasts. What is our response then when we see that the things of this world and those that begin to put their trust in it begin to fade? We that much more go, I long to be drawn to that which is not going to fade, that which is going to last. So I'm going to begin to give of myself towards those things that will last forever. Well, I only find that in Christ. Goes down, it says, to delight yourself in the Lord. You could say within that phrase of really being with Him. How often do we just find our joy by being with our Heavenly Father? Do we put it in other things and get disappointed? Yeah, but if you put it in just being with him and you earnestly desire to cultivate that, that joy is not going to fade. It's not going to wither. It says he'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. I love that word commit. Part of the definition is kind of to roll together. And so you almost begin to take, okay, this is the way I thought I would begin to do things before Christ, but now I've rolled that away and I'm beginning to just want to do what he says is right. So my ways, you go, I want it to be his ways now, not my ways anymore. Well, what's the result of that? Trust also in him. What's he going to do? He's going to accomplish it. Well, the things of this world, they wither, they fade. But God says he's going to do something. He gives you a promise in his word. Guess what? He's going to do it. It's not going to change. It says he'll bring forth your righteousness as the light, your judgments as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, verse 7. Wait patiently for him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Well, why? Well, according to Scripture, James chapter 1, where does my anger get me? Not the righteousness of God. So I can't begin to allow my anger to move me and motivate me. That just takes me in, according to the rest of verse 8, into evil doing. Takes me right into what was upsetting me to begin with. It says, evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, what will happen? They'll inherit the land. You want to invest in something worthwhile? Invest in your relationship with the Lord. Amen. Desire to be with him. Desire to be closer to him. Desire to just say, God, whatever you say is right, I want to do it. You tell me to do something in your word, I want to do it out of your love for me because I love you. It says, you go down in verse 10, in a little while, wicked man will be no more. You'll look carefully for his place and you'll not be there. But verse 8, the humble will inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. What good thing would our Savior withhold from us? But what we value, what we deem is worthwhile in our life, the way that we give of our time and our hearts and desires begins to show where our affection is. If it's in the Lord, you'll never have to worry. You'll never have to fear. You'll never be disappointed in Christ because he does something and it lasts. You put it in the world, you're just going to be angry. You're going to be envious. You're going to be overwhelmed and you're going to be without hope. It's a good reminder Scripture gives us of what we're drawn to. And many times it's seeing those things in the world that disappoint and we go, I don't want any part of that anymore. And it's not too late today to make that decision to trust in him with everything. Put your full hope in him. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Lord, we thank you that you are an anchor for our soul. We have you to put our complete trust in. Lord, because you say that you're going to do something, you're going to do it without fail every single time. While this world and those that are trusting in it may fade and wither, you don't. You endure to the end. And we can endure with you. Lord, I thank you for the reminders that you give us in your word. Lord, and the warnings not to be drawn into allowing this sold flesh to take over, to bring us into being led by emotions and anger and begin to desire to be like this world, Lord, because we know it doesn't last. Lord, I thank you that you never change, and your love for us does not fade and wither. Lord, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.